Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 8:49 here on this Thursday morning, July 16th. Three big things.
Three.
Governor Kelly orders delay in opening Kansas schools until after Labor Day, September 9th.
Two.
Sedgwick County COVID-19 cases near 2,600 with 32 deaths. Statewide death toll hits 299.
One.
Several states seeing big spikes in COVID-19 cases. Nationwide death toll nearly 138,000. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The Kansas Department of Transportation actually tweeting right now. Another rainy day to start your Thursday in Wichita.
Yeah.
Ditch the distractions, slow down, and have a safe Thursday.
Oh, that's nice.
Good advice from KDOT here in Wichita. Ditch the distractions and slow down. We've got wet roadways.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain today and a high of 88 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 73. Friday mostly sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high up to 99. Now light rain, southeast wind at 12 miles per hour and 73 degrees. 8:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. U.S. retail sales climbed a solid 7.5% in June. A sign that the economy was healing right before infections from the coronavirus spiked again and dragged down hopes for a steady recovery. The Census Bureau reported that retail sales are 1.1% higher than their levels from a year ago after a brutal plunge in March and April was offset by a decent rebound in May and June. How far along are efforts to create the first coronavirus vaccine?
This is House Call for Health. With the encouraging early news about a potential coronavirus vaccine, here's a quick guide to how the drug trial process works. Before any vaccine gets a green light from the FDA, it has to pass through three phases of testing. Phase one is a small study to see if the drug is safe and if it creates immunity to the disease. That's where we are with the vaccine developed by Moderna. It reportedly did well in phase one. In phase two, the testing expands to include people likely to be susceptible to the virus. Moderna has completed enrolling volunteers for this phase. And later this month, the company will begin phase three, testing on thousands of people. That should determine if this vaccine is the real deal. Other drug companies are close behind, developing their own vaccines, all of them hoping to bring something to market by next year. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Markets worldwide rallied on rising hopes for a COVID-19 vaccine Wednesday. Investors see a vaccine as the best way for the economy and human life to get back to normal. And researchers said late Tuesday that one developed by the National Institutes of Health and Moderna revved up people's immune systems in the early testing, as hoped. The S&P rose 29 points, the Dow climbed 228 points, and the NASDAQ gained 62 points. Now a look at business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Construction was expected to start sometime this spring on an outdoor sports entertainment venue, in other words, Top Golf, coming to George Lamb's new 13th and Greenwich development. But the developers behind the project say COVID-19 has slowed the process. The fallout of commercial aviation due to COVID-19 could hold a grim reality for smaller industry suppliers, including some in Wichita. According to a report from Aviation Week, with production levels not expected to return to 2019 levels until possibly the middle of the decade, experts now see excess capacity of 30% to 50% across the aerospace and defense manufacturing sector. And, they say, about 20% of lower-tier suppliers could end up out of business as a result. And Kansas Governor Kelly says she will issue an executive order delaying the start of K-12 schools in the state until after Labor Day. Under the governor's order, announced during a Wednesday afternoon news conference, schools will now open September 9th. Kelly attributed the pushed-back start to the rising number of cases of COVID-19 across the state. Most schools in the Wichita area were to begin the week of August 10th, so pushing it back about a month. All right, there's some business news from the Wichita Business Journal this morning. Coming up by 8:54 now, Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS. And again, get a little break this morning with some rain showers across the Wichita area. I'm going to take one more look at the radar before we go. We've been talking about this large area of showers, and now Wichita is moving through the Wichita area. Heavier showers are off to the east over in Butler County right now, but behind it there is rain going through the west, and it's coming from the south, west to the northeast, all moving mostly to the east now. Hutchinson has no rain, a little rain, no raining in southern Reno County. Kingman County is being rained on right now, and down to the south, all the way down to Oklahoma, northern Oklahoma, it's raining as well. So we got some good rain moving through the area. Hope we get a little bit of rain, and there's no severe warnings, nothing like that connected with this rain. So it could be pretty nice this morning. Get a little something. Our house, we need to, of course, on the grass, we need the rain, and we need it for our tomato crop this year.
Of course, you'd always hope that it might cool things down a bit, but all it will probably do is blast the humidity.
It'll do that, but actually, the high today only about 88 degrees, so that won't be too bad if we can maintain it.
Comparatively,
all this hot weather we've been having recently. Although we haven't had maybe one day over 100 degrees, so that's not too bad.
Nope.
For this time of year. All right, coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, the Glenn Beck program. We're going to be talking about strengthening the nuclear family. Glenn Beck at 9 o'clock this morning. Also, right there at the 9 o'clock hour, kicking off our news at 9 o'clock on KNSS, a big spike in COVID-19 cases nationwide. So that's coming up at 9 o'clock this morning as well. All right, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck. Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Stephen 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Today's high 88, right now 73 degrees.
Here's Ryan Spencer with Heartland Coin Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.